Water Symposium in FAR highlights urgent need for regional collaboration in Rio Grande Valley. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On August 20, 2024, the city of FAR, Texas, became the epicenter of a critical conversation about the future of water in the Rio Grande Valley. The Deep South Texas State of Water Symposium, spearheaded by State Representative Terry Canales and State Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, brought together diverse stakeholders to address the region's growing water challenges. These challenges, exacerbated by population growth, extreme weather events, and complex international water agreements, have made water management a pressing issue in the region. The symposium, which featured four key informational panels, provided a platform for federal, state, and local legislators, community leaders, and water experts to discuss and strategize on solutions for the water crisis facing the Rio Grande Valley. The event was about discussing problems and galvanizing action to ensure a sustainable water future for the region. Sarah Schlesinger, CEO of the Texas Water Foundation, opened the symposium by highlighting water issues' complexity and unifying nature. Water is one of the few topics that transcend politics and unites communities, yet it remains one of the most complicated challenges we face, she stated. Schlesinger's remarks set the tone for a day dedicated to understanding and addressing the multifaceted water issues in the Rio Grande Valley. FAR City Commissioner Roberto "Bobby" Carrillo followed with a warm welcome, underscoring the regional significance of the water crisis. This issue affects not just FAR but the entire Rio Grande Valley and beyond, Carrillo said. We must unite and take collective action to secure our water future. One of the central themes of the symposium was the critical role of collaboration across all levels of government. State Representative Terry Canales expressed his deep concern about the current state of water in the region, sharing his journey from initial awareness to becoming an active advocate for water security. The more I learned about our water issues, the more concerned I became, Canales said. It's clear that we need a cohesive regional strategy, and that means uniting all stakeholders, from municipalities to irrigation districts, if we are to address this crisis effectively. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz also played a prominent role at the symposium, highlighting her efforts at the federal level, particularly regarding the 1944 water treaty with Mexico. Water has been a top priority for my office, de la Cruz said. We've worked hard to pass legislation that ties U.S. funding to Mexico's compliance with water delivery obligations. This is a crucial win for our farmers, ranchers, and municipalities. De la Cruz's comments were appreciated by the audience, many of whom have long felt the impact of water shortages on agriculture and daily life. This legislation is a significant step forward, she added. But there is still much work to be done, and that's why we are all here today. Throughout the symposium, a recurring theme was the urgent need for regional cooperation. Canales emphasized that the Rio Grande Valley's water issues cannot be solved by individual cities or districts working in isolation. We must approach this as a unified region, he asserted. From Laredo to Brownsville, we are all connected by the same water sources and must work together to protect them. Canales also stressed the importance of long-term planning and proactive measures. He warned that with a comprehensive regional plan, the valley could avoid severe water shortages that would halt development and lead to economic decline. We are already seeing cities in Texas that cannot issue construction permits due to lack of water, Canales warned. If we don't act now, that could become our reality here in the valley. His remarks underscored the potential consequences of inaction, urging the region's leaders to prioritize water management to avoid such a crisis. A failure to plan is a plan to fail, Canales added, quoting a familiar adage to emphasize the stakes involved. The symposium concluded with a focus on innovation and leadership in water management. Local leaders shared ongoing initiatives, including McAllen's efforts to blend brackish water and North Alamo's desalination projects. However, while commendable, these efforts were acknowledged as insufficient to meet the region's growing water needs. Canales called regional leaders to appoint responsible individuals, or RPICs, to lead water management efforts in their communities. We need leaders who will take charge and drive the conversation forward, he said. It's not just about discussing the issues, it's about implementing solutions to secure our water future. The discussion also touched on the importance of exploring new technologies and practices, such as advanced irrigation methods and water conservation strategies, to maximize the efficiency of existing water resources. Innovation will be key to our success, Canales noted. But we need everyone at the table, working together, to make it happen. The Deep South Texas State of Water Symposium was more than just an event, it was a call to action for the entire Rio Grande Valley. It highlighted the complexity of water management in the region and the urgent need for innovative solutions and collaboration at all levels of government and across communities. As the symposium concluded, the challenge ahead became clear, translating the discussions and ideas shared into concrete actions that can address the region's water challenges and secure a sustainable future for all residents of the Rio Grande Valley. Today's symposium is just the beginning, Canales said in his closing remarks. Now, it's time to roll up our sleeves and get to work. The path forward will require sustained effort, but the participants left the symposium with a shared purpose and determination. As the region faces an uncertain future with increasing water demands, the collaboration and innovation sparked at this symposium could be the key to overcoming the challenges ahead.